Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we do these calls is because my partner Paul and I both believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living entity, every living person, every living thing can thrive, and that we think business is probably the most powerful entity or vehicle for moving the world in that direction. So we know this isn't an overnight process. It's going to take masterful leadership at a lot of different levels, but particularly in business, in order to move the world to this idea of flourishing. And it takes practice. Mastery, when it comes to leadership, is the ability to stay in a state of balance, of centeredness, of accessing your inner wisdom, as we call it, so that that's what's informing you when you're making decisions. And that's what's informing you when you're taking actions. And that's what's informing you when you're meeting with people and you're in relationship with others. So it takes practice. Like anything that you want to become a master at, it takes practice. So we offer this call. I was just looking at my calendar. This is month number 10 that we've been offering this every week, working on a year here, because it allows us to provide an opportunity for people to practice doing remembrance, which is how you can access your inner wisdom and get into that state of balance and centeredness more of the time. We hope that through this practice and using this service that we're offering, that you'll turn it into a daily practice of your own. So that you're more and more all the time leading and living from this more centered place, your essential self. So that's why we do it. And the way these calls work is I'll offer a short teaching at the beginning, and then I'll lead you into your hearts and into remembrance for the rest of the time. So teaching tonight is about seeing behind the mask that we all wear and are mostly unconscious of. And this really came to me a little background. First, I was in my corporate years really good at wearing a mask. I called it my look good. And it was all about showing up in the right way with the right clothes on, with the, the right smile, the handshake, the whatever, the way I approached things. I wanted to fit the model that I had been told was the right one for a corporate leader. And I tried to drink that Kool-Aid and I tried to be that person, but it didn't work because it isn't who I am. Somebody else's version of what a leader is isn't me, and it isn't you. We need to be our own version of ourselves in whatever role we're playing, and particularly when we're leading. So over time, I realized this wasn't working, and then I had been giving away big chunks of myself, trying to be what I thought others wanted me to be instead of being who I am. So I did a bunch of work on that, and that actually introduced me to Lionheart and got me on this transformational journey that has really helped me over time. It's really changed my life, and I live a lot more authentically than I ever used to. But I'm not done yet. None of us are. And the other day I was meeting with a woman coach friend of mine because I wanted her feedback on a workshop series that I'm putting together for this spring that I'm going to be holding over here in Bend. And I wanted her feedback on what I'd written up. And she read it and she said, well, okay. And she started asking questions. So why do you want to do this? What is the real inner motivation for wanting to offer this? And just with her asking that question and allowing me time to just talk, I realized when it was over that I had my corporate mask on again, that what I was selling this thing a process that's going to make your business better. It's going to make you more profitable, more effective. Your organization will achieve the things you really wanted to achieve, all of which is true, but it wasn't the real reason I was doing it. What I want is for people to have this new sense of themselves, this knowing, their inner knowing, and this access to their inner knowing, so that they can live the life that they really want to live, and they can quit living a mask. And I realized that I have my own mask on again. So it was a really, really valuable conversation and a really valuable outcome. So I'm completely changing the description of the program to match what I really want to share with people and what I really want them to get out of this. And I think it's going to come, even if nobody shows up, at least it's going to be me being me. And that's way more important than me being what I think I'm supposed to be. So that's our teaching for the call tonight. And we'll see if we can weave that into the remembrance session, and as we're going to start right now. So we always start where we are, and we do that by checking in with ourselves. We are human beings. We are of the earth, and we are spiritual beings at the same time. We're unique in all creation in that regard, as far as I know. So let's start with our physical being, and that means our physical, emotional, and mental state, because we kind of want to have a starting point that we can look back when we're done and see what's changed. So sit in your chair, or if you're sitting on the floor, wherever you are, please sit rather than lay down, because we don't want you to sleep. We want you to actually experience this. Notice your feet as they connect with the floor. So I'm bringing your attention there. And this is the first realm of our humanness, our physical being. And notice your seat, either on the floor or in the chair. If you're in a chair, your back against the chair back. And just the effects of gravity holding you in place. And perhaps even you'll notice some weight to that gravitational pull. You may notice that where your feet are connected to the floor, you know, it might feel soft and supple. It might feel kind of hard. And there's a definite difference between the floor and your foot. But if you notice and you allow, because that's what this whole process is about. It's about allowing. It's about surrendering. It's about letting go. So with your attention on the bottom of your feet, you can allow them to kind of melt into the floor. And they're kind of merging with the floor. Same with where you're connected to the seat. So again, just allow yourself to drop in, to melt in, to become one with the floor and the chair. And bringing your attention back to your feet and the bottom. If you tune in, you'll notice that there's something else going on. There's some sort of energetic, for me it's almost like a tingling, it's almost an electric sort of sensation. But this is another layer of our humanness. It's this energetic connection to all the energy that flows, that is interconnecting everything, actually. So feel that flow up your legs and from the bottom of your feet. Just scan up your legs. I like to think of it as spiraling up. And your knees and your upper legs, your quadriceps, your hamstrings, your gluteal muscles in the chair, sits bones, your lower belly, lower back. Notice how things have shifted. They changed. The quality, the nature of the sensation will probably be different in those different areas. So just your whole job is just to notice. So your belly, your solar plexus, your middle and upper back, your chest, shoulders, your neck. And as you're going, you may realize that you're holding tension in some of those areas. We go through the day, we live in our head, and things happen and we get tensed up and we're not even aware of it. So if you notice those things, if you notice you're holding tension, let it go. All you have to do is just relax. No tension required for this to work. So let's go back to scanning and following that electric or energetic flow through our throat, to our face, our chin, mouth, nostrils, cheeks, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, scalp. You can even check out your arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands. And notice that there is actually energy flowing through your entire physical being. And in some places, it may feel a little constricted or even blocked. This is good to know as we're going to allow the remembrance to help unblock and open up those places. So now just noticing the entire physical being, watching the flow, feeling the flow, noticing the flow, and how it's operating inside. Okay, good. Now, the next layer of our humanness in the physical realm is our emotional state. So as I said, it's been a day. Things have happened. We get up, we get down, we get frustrated, we're in the flow, we're out of the flow, and our emotional status and states can shift and change. So what are you aware of emotionally right now? It may be subtle, it may be strong. You may not be able to name it. Just try to tune in and just get a sense of your emotional state. Glad, mad, sad, scared. Those are families. This is all interwoven. Our emotions affect our physicality. And our next state we're going to check on is our mental state, because our thoughts can trigger emotional states which affect our physical state. It's all woven together. So in your mind, how active is it? You don't want to really engage with the content. It's more the quality of the activity in your mind and how active. Your spectrum is comatose to freaking out, wherever you are in that spectrum. Just to notice, it's not, there's nothing to fix, there's nothing to change. It's just really helpful to tune in and notice what's going on. All of these states are indicators of something that we can examine using the remembrance. So, but before we go there, we're going to check on the state of our spiritual condition, our spiritual state. So to help us go inside, because it's an internal thing, let's do a little breathing. So bring your attention to your breath and take a couple of easy breaths in and out. In and out. And as you're exhaling, you can just allow yourself to let go and drop in and relax more. And it's an excellent way, if you find yourself in your mind while we're doing the remembrance, to bring yourself back inside and continue the remembrance, if that should happen. It's almost certainty that it will. It often does. Most of the time it does, actually. So that's a way to return yourself inside and continue your remembrance when we get to that point. So deep breath in, hold it for a few beats, exhale, hold it for a few beats, and repeat, and that helps us go inside. right, now with your attention in your heart, and this is your spiritual, metaphysical heart, not the pump in your chest, but to locate, to give you a focal point, bring your attention, imagine you're inside, a couple inches behind your sternum, about midpoint, and imagine your heart, your spiritual heart. What's the state of your heart? Is it, how open and receptive is your heart? How soft and surrendered is your heart right now? This is important because remembrance is all about receiving. There's no effort required. It's just about opening and receiving and tuning in, being aware. Does your heart have a weight? You talk about heavy-hearted and light-hearted. Is there a sense of color or lightness or darkness? You're just noticing. Okay, so let us add your remembrance word or phrase that you've chosen as the symbol, the word for your source of everything you ever need. It's always available to you all day long, every day, every minute, every hour, every second, every nanosecond. Constantly available if we tune in. So begin to repeat your remembrance word or phrase slowly to yourself, with your attention in your heart. And as you're repeating, allow yourself to drop in deeper and deeper and open more and more and let go. And if you find yourself having trouble going in, or in your mind, with the thoughts of the day or distractions that are happening, when you notice, just allow yourself to drop back in. Use your breath and the remembrance to bring you back inside and continue to repeat and let go. And as you're continuing to drop in, allow your heart to open wider and notice shifts and changes in your state of being. And just receive. Your heart knows what you need. Now let's add a little practicality here. Is there a message that you want to transmit? And I use that word on purpose, transmit. So it is, you're actually sending the essence of the message, which can be transmitted both verbally and energetically, and even deeper than that, transformationally to the person or people that you want to share it with. But start with you. What is, it may be a meeting you're going to have, it might be like I had a workshop series and a communication that actually is going to be in writing to begin with, and then we'll lead to conversations. But so it could be a written communication. It could be a one-on-one conversation you need to have with someone where, you know, there's a relationship that needs either repair or deepening. So whatever comes up and can use as a situation. The thing you want to have your heart help you know, see, understand, is what is the essence of the message you want to transmit. So this is the danger here, is that you can take it up into your head and try to think your way through it. So I'm going to ask you to not do that. If you find yourself there, again, use your remembrance and your breath to bring you back inside. But I want you just be in a state of receptivity and just allow whatever wants to come, whatever wants to emerge. And let's see what happens. Opening more. Noticing it may come in a way you don't expect. Might be words, it might be a feeling. Just be a spiritual sponge here. I'm going to go for about 3 more minutes. Okay, so we're going to have to end the call now, but if you're still deepening, if you're still receiving, please continue after the call and get what you're meant to get tonight. You can always return to it later if you need to as well. So if there's any questions or comments before I end the call, let me know. Okay. Well, have a wonderful evening, and I hope you find that essential message that you're wanting to share with who needs to hear it. So have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you soon.